You're listening to Joe's Roadhouse with your host, Smokin' Joe Montez. Joe's Roadhouse is brought to you by Ames Universal, produced by Alan Ames with live recordings by Frank Kupal. I'd like to start off this next hour with a tune from Tim Buckley off of his Honeyman album, recorded live in 1973. Now, Tim Buckley started off as a folk artist, but later moved to soul, jazz, and rock-flavored music. His intensely emotional tracks on the Honeyman live album, like Sweet Surrender, were almost hypnotic in their seductive, jazzy takes on soulful music. He truly was a one-of-a-kind artist. Now, this song I'm going to play for you next doesn't speak to the heart so much as it aims down a bit further. Here you go with Get On Top from Tim Buckley on Joe's Roadhouse here on Sirius Radio. Live music all the time with your host, Smokin' Joe Montez.
Yeah. Hey, please make welcome all the way from Festus, Missouri, the Bottle Rockets.
I picked up Jenny on Highway 10 down around San Antonio. And Jenny was a Picatinny runaway, she was traveling all that long. She stole her daddy's Cadillac, she dove it to the tank ran dry. Gave it to a man in a broken down van, but with a sweater and some camo light. That's when I knew Jenny was. Was a keeper.
Jenny was.
She was all right. I knew
Jenny was.
She was a keeper.
Jenny was.
She was all right. Well, I pulled into that Texaco. I was running low on gas. She hopped up on the shotgun side, she didn't even ask. Said she was headed out to Hollywood, but I was going east. But I turned that truck around, pointed the big town, put the hammer down. That's when I knew Jenny was. Yeah, I knew
Jenny was.
She was a keeper.
Jenny was.
She was alright.
Jenny was.
She was a keeper.
Jenny was. she was.
She was all right. Jenny's daddy had some money, but he never gave her none. Jenny had sticky fingers, so Jenny just learned to run. Santa Fe. I heard she made the big time when she made L.A. Thank God she threw my guitar out before she drove away. But she stole my heart, she stole my truck, and I didn't even get laid. But I knew Jenny was.
That was a band of heathens out of Austin, Texas, from their Live at Momo's CD. And you heard a song about the one that got away called Jenny Was a Keeper. Before that one, you heard a tune from the Bottle Rockets off of the Warren Haynes Volunteer Jam doing Nancy Sinatra. Now I have to admit, I had a thing for her like so many others back in the day. I mean, she really captivated the country in boots and a mini skirt, doing the song These Boots Are Made for Walking. And later on she teamed with songwriter Lee Hazelwood and really did a bunch of great songs that were hits for the both of them. Opening up that set was Tim Buckley off of the Honeyman Live 1974 album with Get On Top. Now next I'd like to play an amazing tune from the incredible Guy Forsyth out of Austin, who played harp on that Band of Heathens tune. Now this is an eerie, atmospheric song about a jailbreak named Thibodeau Furlough, and it shows some of the amazingly wide-ranging talents of this musician. Now, this song features George Rary on guitar, and Guy starting off the song playing an electric resonator guitar and then switching over to a saw with a bow halfway through the song. Now, check this one out, folks. This is really cool. Guy Forsythe on Joe's Roadhouse, your place for live music here on Sirius Radio.
Just like his daddy did. He keeps him damned on the inside till that story broke. Soaked his bed in kerosene, and I came out and spoke. He's just doing his job inside me on him. But I was never any better than I should have been. I was never any better than I should have been.
Taped to the chair, he's just doing his job inside of me on him.
but I was never any better than I should have been. I was never any better than I should have been. I was never any better than I should have been.
Let the Crayolas hurt you just a little bit on Marie Laveau. I don't mind a low falling through the gallows, crawling on their hands and knees, they couldn't take it no more. I don't mind a low lightning crashing over their heads. Saint every time. That's how they make a saint every time out of Marie Laveau. Hey, she's wiping up all of the blood off the prison floor. On a tear on a Saturday night. Out on a Delisle, the nooses slipped right off their necks. Old Doc said the bone sends him back. The trapdoor said, what the heck? That's how they make a cent every time. Send out the time out of Marie Laveau. She's wiping up all of the blood off her prison floor. Children there ran, grown women shrieked, prayed and cried. I don't mind the lie, Marie, she cooked them that last meal. Washed it down with good whiskey, filet gumbo, twerk no big deal. That's how they make a cent every time. Send every time out of Marie Laveau. Yeah, she's wiping up all of the blood off the prison floor. That's how they make a cent every time. That's how they make a cent every time. That's how they make a cent every time out of Marie Laveau. Thank you very much, Houston. It's been about 25 years since we've been back in this town, all right?
That was Steve Earle doing Copperhead Road from the Shut Up and Die Like an Aviator album. Now, back in the old days, moonshiners used to hop up their cars to outrun the feds as they were carrying their illegal goods. And this song told the story about a tragic end to one of those men during a high-speed chase. Now, in the old days, moonshiners, you know, they'd naturally want to see who had the fastest car. So they started racing on dirt oval tracks in the South. And this is actually what became the start of today's NASCAR stock car racing, which has become one of the biggest spectacles in the country. Before Steve Earle, you heard a song from the Crayolas, a great band out of San Antonio. And they did just an amazing song called Marie Laveau. And that song was written by Shel Silverstein, who wrote the songs that were hits for Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show. And he was also, back in the 60s, a frequent writer for Playboy magazine. I remember reading his articles as a kid, rifling through my dad's Playboys. And I actually did read some of the articles. And you'll be hearing more from the Crayolas a little later in the show. And once again, we opened up with the amazing Guy Forsythe with his tune Thibodeau Furlough. Next up, we're going to do a song from another one-of-a-kind artist, Mr. Tom Waits, and this is off of his Glitter and Doom CD. And he has a little story for us that's kind of more of a cautionary tale about impulse control or the lack thereof. So here you go with Tom Waits on Joe's Roadhouse on Sirius Radio, your home for live music.
Be like that, huh? Okay, all right, love you too, baby.
I knew if I stopped talking, you would start.
That's why I'm compelled to continue here.
I went on eBay. I shouldn't have gone on eBay. I was warned about eBay. I didn't even know what the fuck eBay was. But I was warned about it. They said, stay away from eBay. And especially if you've got money in your pocket. And I had both. I was on eBay and I had money in my pocket and I made a big mistake. Well, I don't think it was a mistake. I was told I made a big mistake. See how easy I am. And that's why I'm gonna run it by you. I made a purchase. Okay, so what? I made a purchase and it was my money and I spent it. Okay. Now you be the judge. I bought, swear, The Last Dying Breath of Henry Ford. Wait a minute. It was trapped in a Coke bottle with a cork in it. Really tight in there. And I probably paid more than I should have for it, but when you think about it, it's a first edition, you know? I mean, there's only one of them. And, okay, let's get to something else. What's the first thing we were gonna do here? Maybe a little rain. Stick a different one. Oh, hell, they all start like that.
Hello, the world is in a little Spanish town. And I left it for Bonnie-less. And I told her, she told me many things. Lisa's son. He always called me son. He said, there's a lot of things in this world, son, you're gonna have absolutely no use for. And he was right. But when you get blue and you've lost all your dreams, there ain't nothing like a campfire and a can of beans. Oh, cry for me, 'cause I'm going away, and I'll be back some lucky day. Oh, don't cry for me, 'cause I'm going away, and I'll be back some lucky.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You know, T, I gotta get out of here.
Oh.
Can you believe
it? Mama, it's cold outside.
You know, I'll tell you, you might think it's cold. It's damn hot in here, though, you know, T?
Yeah, but it's up to your knees,
baby,
outside.
Baby, I know, but, you know, I gotta get out of here because it's getting kind of late,
yes,
you know?
Please.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me something, please.
T?
Yes.
I really can't stay.
Mama, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but I got to go away.
Snow is up to your knees outside.
But I wish I knew how.
Papa says,
to break the spell.
Break the spell. Please break the spell.
We'll start to worry.
Mamas will always worry about their daughters.
Yeah, but my daddy will be pacing the floor.
Yes, when the man's got to go, he's got to go.
Really, I have to hurry.
You better hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Hold the glass while
the
I
the answer
pour.
Is no.
Papa says,
Jimmy, I just gotta go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, but you know this evening has been,
yes, my sin,
so nice
there
and
is.
Fine. Oh, but you know, I know that your heart is aching.
Yeah, that ain't the only thing aching.
At least I can say that I tried.
I know I tried.
I really can't stay.
My mouth you said, say.
Oh, but it's cold outside. You know, Jimmy,
yes.
I'd love to say that I really gotta get out of here.
Mama, it's cold outside.
I know it's cold outside, but you got it so nice and warm in here, baby.
Please,
I really would like
please.
To stay, but
it's cold outside.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Everybody's going to be worrying about me, though.
Well,
know?
I know things are like that.
They're
but
all
you
waiting
know how
for me
is.
At home, T.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, everybody's there. My mom is there. My dad is there.
Nice folks.
And guess what else?
Guess what? What?
My sister will start.
She mad because I hit on you in the first place. Yeah.
My brother will be pacing the floor.
Let him pace the floor.
Even my
late
aunt. You know her. Mind is vicious.
Please.
Well, maybe just one kiss more.
It's only a Tom Collins.
I really must go.
No, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
What?
Can you lend me a comb?
Hell no.
Oh. You know this has been
so yes, it is. Yes, it
but
is.
But I got to be making my way home.
Well, no, not now.
Well, I really must go.
Bye, bye, sad, sad.
Ah, but it's cold.
hood north, down on Highway 51. That big muddy hill outside by, put Mr. Waters on my mind. Well, from Chicago down to Memphis, roll into that big honky train. Now we hit it down to that Crescent town, driving through the pouring rain. Well, I'm just cruising way down there in New Orleans. Well, I'm cruising. Oh, my darling, you know what I mean. Oh, sweet Jeanette, I can't forget the last time I seen your face. Well, that feeling gone boring into me. Things I love to change. Well, on Saturday night, we're gonna party down. And everybody say, hey, shy. Oh, we're gonna tear that old house down. And tell her there's a good time through. Oh, I'm just cruising.
Dancers out there, we appreciate that.
We opened up that last set with Tom Waits telling a story about an impulse buy he made on eBay. And I bought some pretty wild things on eBay, but Henry Ford's Last Breath, that one, wow. After Tom Waits, you heard a song from the great Jimmy T99 Nelson, along with Sweet Mama Cotton and the Sugar Daddies doing a slyly sexy take on the old standard Baby It's Cold Outside. And that was recorded at the Rhythm Room in Houston in June or July, mid-afternoon in a nightclub that was not really made for being open on a hot summer's day. It was over 90 degrees inside and on stage under the lights. I know it had to be well over 100 degrees, but you wouldn't know it by the performance. Jimmy was the last of the great blues shouters, and getting to work with him and put him on stage with a band gave us some real magic. After that, you heard from Tommy Dardar, another great Houston singer, and he's a great harp player also. He did a song of his called Cruisin', and that one, once again, was recorded live at the Rhythm Room. that one great old room, all wood construction. It was built in 1949 as a Spanish music club named Club Merced, and still one of the best sounding rooms I've ever heard. Next up, I'd like to play a song by a truly amazing singer named Kathy McDonald. She has a voice I describe as a force of nature. I picked up an album by her titled Insane Asylum back in 1974 because of the who's who of great San Francisco Bay Area musicians that lent their talents to it. Musicians like Nils Lofgren, Neil Schon of Santana and Journey, Ronnie Montrose, and many more. Later, she went to England and toured and recorded with Long John Baldry, and that's where we get this next song from. It comes off of the album Long John Baldry, recorded live, Baldry's Out Tonight. Here's the incredible Kathy McDonald doing I'd Rather Go Blind here on Joe's Roadhouse, where we live for live music, with your host, Smokin' Joe Montez, here on Sirius Radio.
Thank you. smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Now listen. Men make your hair gray. He's your life's mistake. All we're really looking for is an even break. He lies right at you. You know you hate this game, but he slaps you once in a while, and then you live in love and pain. But you cry alone at night too often, 'cause he smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. We Hey, you there, get down on your knees, yeah, and begging us, please, 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 come on and watch us, please. Women bleed.
That was the one and only Etta James, and that was actually an Alice Cooper song she was doing called Only Women Bleed, and that was from his Welcome to My Nightmare album. On guitar was Shuggy Otis, the son of the great band leader Johnny Otis, who actually discovered Etta James back in the 50s when she was a teenager. And that song came from the Etta James and Eddie Cleanhead Vincent CD, The Late Show. It's a double CD of some wonderful supper club jazz and blues music. And before Etta, you heard Kathy McDonald. And the fact that I put her in a set doing a song that's generally associated and attributed to Etta James just shows how much I love this woman's singing. From the album Baldry's Out with Long John Baldry, you heard I'd Rather Go Blind here on Joe's Roadhouse with your host Smokin' Joe Montez, the place for live music here on Sirius Radio.